Hello, my lovely history friends and patrons and PhD pals. It is my birthday today, the 30th of October, 2019. Happy birthday, Zach Twomley, and congratulations on making it to 28 years of age. Just for the record, in case you weren't aware, when I started this podcast, I was just 21. 21 years old. So I've come a long way since then, and I'm very, very happy with how things have gone in the last nearly 8 years of podcasting. So thanks so much for joining me for all of that time. Also, of course, in the last month, you may or may not be aware, we have done something pretty special. To be more specific, a special offer. Now, I know there can be some fatigue with releasing too much information on the special offer for October, which I have been talking about a lot in the last month, obviously, but I felt I would be remiss if I didn't thank you guys so much for everything you've done in the last month. When I first conceived the idea of a special offer and making PhD pals and giving you guys the chance to get yourself in the acknowledgements in return for $12 a month of support, surely you know the drill by now, but if you don't, check that episode out that we released earlier in the month. Basically, you pay $12 a month for the next few months until the book comes out in January, and in return, you get that book signed and you also get your name in the acknowledgements, which is all very nice. And if you continue supporting at the $12 level, you'll also get Hardcore When Diplomacy Fails, which is released 4 times a year or so, and they will be like longer form episodes where I'll basically get to explore things in the way that I want to, sometimes scripted, sometimes not, but certainly different to what you're used to. That's the basically summed up version, TLDL, too long, didn't listen, or whatever way you would put it. But I never imagined when I thought this whole thing up that the response would be so, well, so overwhelmingly positive. For the record, when we started this on Patreon, just to put it into pure monetary terms, because if you guys are like me and you like statistics, then you like knowing monetary statistics as well. And I like to be open with you guys. It shows how much I'm making on this podcast. And while, yes, you can subtract certain percentages for currency, because I'm in euros, not dollars, and in fees for Patreon, etc., etc., it is fairly straightforward. It's fairly transparent what I'm making. And the money income went from $1,720 a month at the start of this month to an incredible $2,018. So basically $300 increase in the space of a month. I am essentially the poster boy for special offers on Patreon because of this. It looks like the most ideal outcome for a special offer you could possibly have. And I have you guys completely to thank for this. I'm bowled over by it. I'm caught between wanting to not really talk about this anymore because I don't want you guys to be sick of me talking about it, but I'm also genuinely just so taken aback with how well you all responded. I've never seen anything like this. And I promise after having done this, I won't be doing it anytime soon because I know there's a sense of fatigue and the sense of basically wanting me to shut up about money, which is fair enough. But can I just say one last time, good grief, you guys went above and beyond what I expected. And as a result of that, we've passed our $2,000 goal, something which I never imagined would be possible, at least not within the next year or so. We've smashed all my targets and expectations, and I really don't really know what to say. Just to add to this wonderful cake, by the time you're listening to this, I will be away with my wife in Kilkenny in the Lyrith Estate, courtesy of the Delegation Game delegates, all of whom chipped in to give me a present for doing the delegation game between January and July of this year. If you weren't aware, the delegation game was a game where you chose a character and then you role-played as him and you made, like, treaty negotiations, etc., with your fellow delegates over, pretty much over Facebook, and then I narrated your exploits every single week. It was received so well that I'm definitely doing a sequel, probably for Westphalia, but I could well do one in the future after that for the Congress of Vienna. Let's see how we get on anyway. But even though you pay for the privilege of doing that, you pay $6 a month, those delegates who got involved, and you know who you are, felt compelled to give me something extra as well. And as a result, they all chipped in to get myself and Anna a voucher for basically our favorite place to go. It's where we went for our anniversary. And we're going there again. Well, in fact, we'll be there at the time that you're listening to this. And It just sometimes when you're podcasting, sometimes when you're doing these kinds of things by yourself and it feels a bit lonely and you're not really sure if anyone cares, you get the odd email, you get the odd comment online. I mean, you've seen how active I've tried to be anyway with Facebook, with Twitter, etc. And not all of those shots hit exactly what they're supposed to. A lot of the time, especially with the Facebook page, it's the results are very, very poor. Considering the fact that we've 3,000 likes, we barely get 10 likes or so per post. But that's another story. It reminds me that even though those results aren't always good, even though the platforms which I have aren't always bringing the most inspiring returns, when I put out things like these, or when I really delve deep into something and I really go to a lot of effort, when you guys respond so enthusiastically and you give back so much in return, it just leaves me speechless, because this is something I'm doing pretty much for my own kind of hobby, for my own interests. I'm not being forced to do this. No one is forcing me to do this, just like no one is forcing you to give money or anything like that. It's something that's organic and began from my desire to explore parts of history that I was really, really interested in. And it's grown monumentally since. And I have grown so much as a person since, not just in my professional skills, but also in my confidence. Having something there that you can point to that's indisputably yours, that no one can take away from you. It's like having a portfolio. It's like having that extra spring in your step, whether you're going for an interview or you're attending university or anything like that. You know that there's something that you have that distinguishes you from other people who are studying or working or whatever, but they don't have this hobby that's bringing joy to, in my case, over 5 million people, because we passed 5 million downloads a while ago. It really is just incredible. And sometimes I don't really appreciate it. I take it for granted because you go through the motions. And especially this year, 2019 has been a very stressful year. We're coming up on the first anniversary of me starting the Versailles Anniversary Project. And that in itself, as you know, as you're aware, if you've listened to this podcast in the last few years or so, you'll know that this year has been stressful, because at the same time as I started Versailles, I was also doing that aforementioned delegation game, and I was also doing the new job I had, which was being a lecturer in the Technological University of Dublin. I had to basically teach myself how to be a lecturer and lecture to people who basically just expected me to know everything. And that was, first and foremost, obviously an incredible experience, but it was also extremely daunting and took a lot of work to prepare on a week-to-week basis, between making the actual lectures, delivering them, which I'd never done before, and also making exam papers and attending board meetings, all these kinds of things. It really was incredible. Like, 2019 is going to stand out as a bumper year for me. And yes, it took a lot out of me. In some respects, I am still recovering. Suffered a few bouts of migraines from stress, overworked myself too much, lost sight of the end goal several times, but if there's anything I want to take away from this year, especially as it draws to an end and somehow Christmas is approaching again, it is that really, you guys made this year the very special year that it is. I'm going to look back fondly on 2019 purely because of you guys. Yes, it's nice to have gotten the job as a lecturer, and yes, it's brilliant to have started this PhD in history, but really, the way you guys responded in the last month and the way you guys have been giving feedback over the last few months since I finished Versailles, and basically you all had a chance to actually absorb it and then get in touch with me to let me know that you enjoyed it, that has been so incredibly appreciated. And if you haven't started yet, or if you haven't contacted me ever before, I won't bite. Just contact me over the usual channels, even just to say hi. I would like to add as well that in the next few months, I'm going to be pushing the history podcasting platform more, which, if you weren't aware, is basically a way for me to help aspiring podcasters or established podcasters get some exposure and also get some free advice with articles or resources or just a direct line with myself if you want it. Now, as you can probably tell from that description, it will require a bit of work on my part, but it will also hopefully bring you guys new podcasters that you've never heard before. And I feel like if I am to give back to this brilliant medium that has given me so much, this is the best way to do that. You'll hear more ads on other podcasts as well, because I'm collaborating with a few people to make this happen. And I've kind of come up with this idea where I'm going to declare a podcast war on people each month, because When Diplomacy Fails is just so darn belligerent, and we're going to basically cross promote over the space of a month with that. And I'm really looking forward to making that happen. So stay tuned for all of that. But really, I have to say, and I have to emphasize, podcasting has given me so much and has given me more than I ever imagined possible. So if you're listening to this set of ramblings right now and you're wondering whether you should start on your podcasting journey, I would really encourage you to do so. Not necessarily just release a load of episodes and then kind of fall off the radar, but make a plan. The best thing you can do if you want to start podcasting, and this is what I'll tell everyone, is to make a plan. Fulfill one of those photos that you see where someone is sitting down thinking really hard, they have a refill pad in front of themselves and they've highlighted a few things and there's a coffee cup in front of them, and just let your mind flow and let your mind think about what you would like to do. And who knows, it could turn into a career, which it very much is for me at this stage, or it could just be one of those hobbies that serve as a creative outlet and give you something to basically distinguish yourself from other people, other workers, other students, whatever it is. Whatever it is, in fact, I am on the other end of that line. So if you'd like to find out more, email me or go to wdfpodcast.com/history podcasting platform. A link in the description, of course, will be there. Hopefully with the help of other podcasters who are already established and with the help of your guys' enthusiasm and interest, we will be able to bring history podcasting even further than before. I'm going to certainly do my utmost with that. This month has basically involved me filling out a lot of application forms for grants for the PhD, which is pretty much what first years tend to do. And it's required me to be very, very precise, but it's also required me to emphasize the things I have done for history. And the things I have done for history is pretty much this podcast and also my books. And a lot of the time when those that are correcting the applications don't really understand what podcasting is, it kind of makes me sad, but it also encourages me and drives me on, because I feel very confident about this, that in the next 10 years or so, history podcasting is going to be not necessarily an accepted academic medium, although certainly it will probably reach those levels, but even just more well known and more accepted as like a genuine record of publishing. Because while they want to know what books you've got and they want to know if you're going to speak at conferences or any articles or papers you've published, etc., I have been very loud and proud in those applications about how successful this podcast has been and about how many people I've reached with it. And as far as I'm concerned, it is just as valuable to reach you guys with all of this great history as it is to publish a paper on, say, Past and Present Journal or English Literature Review or whatever they'd be called, and reach a load of academics. You probably aren't going to read those journal articles, but I'd be very happy to release this stuff to you for free, to people who are enthusiastic and passionate about history, because being enthusiastic and being passionate about history are two of the most important qualifications. They are literally what made me start on this journey X amount of years ago. And if I hadn't had those things to begin with, I wouldn't be here now. So, again, thanks so much, because that just shows how important you guys have been to this whole process. I'm literally citing you as proof that I know what I'm doing and that I've done good things for the discipline of history. Speaking of the discipline of history and the PhD and everything else like that, you may or may not be aware that the goal we had for the $2,000 a month on Patreon goal was that we'd start to do these things called PhD audio vlogs. Now, I've been assured and reminded by Sarah, my sister, who does the editing, thanks Sarah, especially for editing this, I do pity you, that it's not really a vlog because it's not video, so it's technically like an audio diary. So that's basically what it's going to be. Every month I was going to release an episode where I essentially describe what I've done so far, what I've learned, things that I've read through, things that I've encountered, how the thesis is coming along, what it's like to do a PhD. If you looked at the description of the goal on the Patreon page, then you would have seen that I don't necessarily know how it's going to pan out. I also don't necessarily know how it's going to be received. Maybe you don't care, but maybe you are interested, and maybe it will encourage you to follow in the same steps as me. Maybe it will encourage you to study further into history, or maybe it will just be something that brings you enjoyment. And maybe revealing this other aspect of my life and my character to you guys is something you'd like to hear. I have been told that by a few people that they'd like to hear how the PhD is going, and they'd like to know what I'm reading, what I'm researching, and how the whole process of doing a history PhD even feels, because there isn't a lot of information out there. As someone who's tried to find information before starting this, I can tell you that for a fact. So maybe if something like this was available to the general public, there would be more of a realization, more of an appreciation for history PhDs in general and the kind of processes you have to go through to make them successful. Either way, for those that have been asking about it and for those that have wanted to know, these audio diaries will be coming out. But here's the caveat that goes along with it. I'm quite aware that the main reason we've shot up in the revenue in the last few weeks is because of the PhD Pals, but I'm also aware that once the book is released to you lovely people, you will quite rightly, because that's well within your rights, you'll quite rightly reduce your pledge or cancel your pledge or what have you. And the mass impact of a lot of people doing that will probably bring us down away from the $2,000. So for that reason, I'm not going to just suddenly start releasing audio vlogs, or sorry, Sarah, audio diaries now, because, well, first of all, there's not a lot of news to report because I'm only starting out. But also, I feel like the actual income will go down in the next few months. And when it stabilizes again, probably in about the spring, I think that's when I'll do it. Now, if I prove to be wrong here and you guys do stick around or we do keep up with the $2,000 level and we never go back down, then fab, I will start as soon as, I think, the new year. But for the moment, I have enough on my plate. And as I said, not really enough news to report anyway. I'm pretty much just scouring through different resource banks, and I haven't actually written any of the thesis yet. Maybe I shouldn't be saying such things, but yeah, it's true. I haven't written anything of the thesis to report, so there's not much point in me actually doing a audio diary when all I'll be saying is, I looked through the parliamentary papers for this week and this week and this week. And maybe I will do some of that in the future, because genuinely, I have no idea what these things are going to look like. But for now, I'm going to leave it for a while. So if you're wondering, where are those audio diaries? They're not going to show up for a little while just yet. And in any case, I'm sure you have enough with the 30 Years' War and Poland is not yet lost and everything to keep you satisfied. So this is essentially like a little happy birthday to me episode, but it's also just to say thanks and to let you know that even if I haven't been saying it enough, I really do appreciate you. And if you haven't said hi, please do say hello. Say hello on the Facebook page, join our Facebook group, we're approaching 1,000 members now, which is pretty cool, or just follow me on Twitter and say hello through that. I just want to interact with you guys, and I want you guys to realize that I'm not some disembodied voice at the other end of this microphone. I am a real person, and you are real people too. And because you guys genuinely care about me, about this show, about history, about everything else, the last 8 years have been so enjoyable. So come on, stop by, say hello, so I can return the favor in thanking you in person. And if it would be remiss if I didn't say, we only have 24 hours left, so if you want to be a PhD pal, now is the time. Otherwise, you won't be able to get your name and lights in the acknowledgements. You'll still be able to sign up, of course, you'll still be able to do that, but you won't be able to get listed in the acknowledgements, and I will put up a reminder in case people try to arrive late to the party. It won't be acceptable. I'm sorry, I have to be strict. I had to put my foot down. But those that have signed up, don't worry, you are safe, and you will be already immortalized. If you weren't aware, I sent the manuscript to my publisher. It's pretty much all done. The only thing that I have to add in is any last-minute PhD pals that join up. So, it's pretty real. The book is going to happen, and it is, all being well, going to be released in January. I may have to eat my words, but for now, it all looks positive. And thanks to you guys, it's gonna happen. Today is my birthday, so I'm probably doing something really, really fun. I can smell baking because my wife loves me. And I'm also very excited to see where we go with this podcast in the new year. I'm very excited to have you with me. And I'm just feeling pretty good about my life in general. And you are a major reason for that. So thanks so much for joining me here for the last few months, the last few years. Wherever you're doing it, on social media or just listening in every so often, you're the best. And if you listen to the end of this rambling episode, congratulations. You probably deserve some kind of reward. But instead of that, I'm just going to do you the service of saying goodbye. This is Zach Twomley, 28 years old, signing off. Thanks, and I'll see you all soon.